Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line today. Jose, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a while since I've heard from Napura. How are things up in Manning?
Things are good. We've concluded harvest, and now we've begun kind of our fall events.
Speaking of the fall events, one that's happening right now is a soil health workshop that is happening in the next couple of weeks. October 21st is when it is happening. How's preparation going for as far as that is concerned?
Yeah, so we are having a soil health workshop with Dr. Chris Nichols. She is coming up from the United States, and it's on October 21st at the Hawk Hills Egg Hall. And then we'll be taking attendees out to a field site where we will have a soil pit dug. So we're pretty excited for that.
What are some of the topics did you think the doctor might be covering in this workshop?
Some of the topics would be with the soil pit. We'll discuss the soil pit analysis with soil texture and compaction. We plan to talk about soil biology and microbial activity, water movement and carbon cycling, and then, of course, the big issue with weeds and weed management.
How big is the timing of this workshop, especially when, well, soils are dry right now because we haven't had a lot of rain?
Yeah, so big thing on this is timing. One, the timing works with the speaker. The speaker is able to come up at this time of year. Number two, especially when it comes to the weeds and weed management part, is it's a good step to start talking now about it for next year. But then when it comes to the soil, water cycling, and carbon movement, this is kind of a big development for what can you do for next year.
From a Napura point of view, how much has the dry soil and the lack of rain impacted the research that has been done by you?
One of the biggest things is this year with the dry soil, hard ground, and heat, is growth just hasn't been the best. So yes, we're still getting growth, we're still getting crops, but they're maybe not at the best that they could be.
You've got a partnership with Regenerative Alberta, the Living Lab there, as well as the Peace Region Living Lab with this soil workshop. How big is the partnerships between those two and you guys, especially when it comes to this event?
Yeah, so this site that we will be taking the soil on is a Peace Region Living Lab producer as well as a Regenerative Living Lab producer. So he's working with both sides of Living Labs for our area. He's one of our sites for it. This is a great way to showcase not only what he does, but also just him himself and his involvement in the Living Labs.
One of the things that also is kind of catching my eye here with the workshop is, you've got the title of Carbon to Clay, Understanding Soil Systems. Now, obviously, one of the things is that each soil, I'm assuming, is different. How much does that be taken into consideration with the presentations of this?
Yeah, so the Peace Region is one of those very diverse regions when it comes to soil, but we also have the big-time clay region, whether that be the gumbo clay or the softer clay. But this is one where, whether it's clay to carbon or carbon to clay, we kind of want to discuss like how we can build our soils up in a healthier way.
Is there also a difference between soils that are in pasture land as opposed to soils that are inhabited by livestock? If so, how much?
There is a little bit of a difference when it comes to cattle integration. To get more answers on that, come to our event.
Speaking of the event, it's coming up October 21st, 10 till 4 at the Hawk Hills Ag Hall. Where can we sign up?
You can sign up online on our website at napura.ca/events, or you can contact us directly at 780-836-3354.
I really appreciate this. Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. Jose, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.